1. Why do people like parties? People are crazy about parties for a bunch of reasons. First off, they're the ultimate way to kick back and have a good time. You get to hang out with your buddies, maybe meet some new people, and just enjoy life. And let's not forget the food. Who doesn't love a good party spread, right? Plus, there's usually some cool stuff to do, like games or dancing, which adds to the fun factor. So yeah, parties are all about that good vibe and making memories. 2. Why do some people not like going to parties? Well, you know how it goes. Not everyone's a party animal. Some find those big parties a bit too much to handle. Maybe they're more into low-key hangouts with a smaller crew, or they just like their peace and quiet. And hey, social anxiety is a real thing for some people, making parties a bit overwhelming. So it's all about personal preference and what floats your boat. 3. Do you think those who tend to stay at home are less healthy than those who often attend parties? It's not as black and white as it seems. Health isn't just about partying or staying in. It's about what you do on the daily. Sure, parties can be a blast, but staying healthy means eating right and keeping active, whether you're at a rager or lounging at home. It's all about finding that balance that works for you. 4. Do you think music and dancing are a must at a party? Music and dancing can definitely crank up the party vibes, no doubt about it. They add that extra layer of fun and get everyone in the groove. But you know what? It really depends on the kind of party you're throwing. Some parties are all about the tunes and busting a move, while others are more about just chilling, chatting, and enjoying good company. So, it's all about the vibe you want to create. 5. What would you do if you were disturbed by a neighbor's party? If your neighbor's shindig is keeping you up at night, the first step is to have a friendly chat with them. Let them know that the noise is cramping your style. Most of the time, folks are pretty understanding and will turn down the volume. But if that doesn't work, you might have to bring in the big guns, like getting the local authorities or mediators involved. Nobody wants to be the party pooper, but sometimes you've got to keep the peace. 6. What are the differences between holding a party at home and in a public place? Having a party at home is all about that comfy, cozy feeling. You get to set the vibe just the way you like it, and it's super personal. On the flip side, public places, like cool venues, can handle bigger crowds and often come with some sweet perks. But you do trade in a bit of that privacy. It really boils down to the kind of party you want to throw and what works for your budget. So, you've got options, and it's all about making the right call for your party style.